think so.
Welcome to Formal Nachos, a podcast made for Savannah Stewart.
And no one else.
Just Savannah. That's all. I'm Tamara Turner.
That's your own name. We're not. No, keep going.
I messed up on my own name. I got everything
else. You're doing perfect.
Oh, welcome to Formal Nachos. I'm Tamara Turner.
And I'm Jeff Berger.
Everything's my crazy. Bad.
Budkey. I messed up my own last name.
Take it from the top.
And Josh might show up later.
We don't know where he is.
His identity will remain a secret. No, we already said his name.
Josh McFeely.
Josh McFeely. Okay, Savannah, before we signed on, Tamara said that there was a television program.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Where the mailman, his last name was McFeely. Is that really it? McFeely?
Yeah, Mr. McFeely, the mailman.
Josh, can you look that up for us? Josh? seems like a terrible name for a children's program.
I know, right?
Right.
But maybe he meant feelings. I mean, it is Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Mr. McFeelings.
Mr. McFeelings would be okay, I think. But
Mr. McFeelgood. Nope.
Nope.
Went back the other day.
Oh. And we're back! This show, even though it's for Savannah, we hope that if you're not Savannah, you still enjoy the show.
Yeah. Please stick around and listen. Maybe open a beer.
You know what?
Pop a beer.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. So, we should maybe, on that note, just talk about what we ate this week.
Absolutely.
This is our favorite segment here at Formal Nachos. What we ate this week.
Yeah.
That wasn't gourmet Italian food.
Yeah. Savannah is now nearer to us than she has been.
In months.
In months. Wow, that's fun to say. In months.
Yeah,
indeed.
Feels really dramatic, but also accurate.
It's dramatic. Dramacuracy.
Dramacurate.
And just like all of Leonardo DiCaprio's movies.
Dramacurate.
Dramacurate. And
Wolf of Wall Street. Dramacurate.
That's right. You watched that recently.
Titanic.
And she went and learned how to make fantastic foods and fantastic things. And now I'm just realizing now that she's going to come back in a few evenings. And I was going to say, we should go to the pub. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot. She is used to fine foods.
That's true.
Stacked leather goods.
But you know what?
Treat yourself.
I will say that there is a longing, a hunger, if you will, that forms for the tater tot.
And a giant cheeseburger.
And a black bean burger.
Oh.
Vegetarian style.
Does Park Pub do that?
Yeah.
Shout out to Park Pub.
Shout out.
If they want to sponsor the show, that'd be
maybe
awesome.
We could host it there sometime. That'd be fun. We could do trivia night instead of whoever they have right now.
We could just do the trivia, and everyone would be super disappointed because it wouldn't be trivia. It'd be a podcast.
Yeah.
A live podcast.
Fun facts about what we ate this week. Can anyone guess it?
I haven't even answered the question.
Yeah, what did you eat this week, Jeff?
Well, we had a delightful salad this evening.
Tell us about it.
Well, you said it was your favorite part of the meal, which
you poo-pooed.
I poo-pooed. not literally, ladies. Just figuratively. And and then she brought out the dressing. What was the dressing? I took a picture of it.
It was
a spicy
peanut Asian vinaigrette.
It was really good. It wasn't spicy peanut from Fire on the Mountain Wings good, but it was just a notch below that.
It was nice.
I might have another salad this month because of it.
You could have some more right now.
I could. But I'm full. The executive producer, he's here. Oh, he's leaving. Oh, yeah. That was fun.
He is here, and then he's gone.
He's gone.
And he's back. And just like that, he's gone.
And okay. So, okay. What else did you eat this week, Tamara? I'm going to think about what I had for fine foods.
Fine foods.
Mm-hmm.
We tried out the brunch at Park Pub this week.
Mm.
Which was all right. It was good.
When'd you go then?
Yesterday after church.
Oh, okay.
It was great.
You didn't go to Skillet?
No.
Mm.
Yeah.
Meh.
Who needs Skillet when you got the Park Pub?
Yeah. I made other poor choices.
Which we'll get to.
We'll get to that.
We just popped in because we just had a brief moment before we needed to head downtown to the game.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And so we,
probably cheaper than eating at the game. How was the brunch?
It was all right. Don't order the biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
I was largely disappointed. I'm a biscuit girl. I love biscuits. And I was expecting the biscuits from Morsel to appear on my plate. And they were, like, store-bought, canned, popped biscuits.
Oh.
And they were charred a little bit.
Those have their place. Not usually...
Yeah, they're usually in my kitchen.
Yeah, I was going to say, here.
I don't want to pay $2 for some, you know, biscuit rocks.
Biscuit rocks. got me good old case of biscuit rocks, and was the rest of the food good?
It was good.
Okay.
They have this breakfast sandwich. Oh, also, I should probably just filter this, because if we want them to sponsor us ever.
It was fantastic.
It was the best.
Biscuit rocks are my favorite.
Who would have thunk? Biscuit rocks. It's a new niche.
I think it should have been a red flag when you looked at the menu and saw biscuit rocks. But you were thinking like a rock and roll cafe kind of thing. Like, yeah, oh, biscuit rocks.
Biscuit rocks.
Yeah, tight.
Biscuit rocks.
And so it went a different direction.
No, yeah, but we got this breakfast sandwich, and that was really good. It had garlic aioli, which I'm a sucker for anything with garlic aioli on it.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So good. We didn't get any tots, though.
Aiola.
I kind of wish
we did. Aioli. Aiolo.
No, so there you go.
That's been podcast.
Yeah. So that was one food adventure this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I made food for myself this week.
Really?
I'm sad about that.
Yeah. What do you do when you don't make food for yourself? Do you starve?
I just forget, and then I grab. Linda? No, no, it's not call mom. It's past your bedtime anyway. I'll just forget until I finally get something. I made some chicken wala again. I think I've talked about that on this show. Oopsie.
It's hard when Josh isn't here, because if I start laughing while I'm drinking something, you don't have anyone to talk to.
I just like, oh, well, I guess I'll just keep going.
Chicken wala.
Chicken wala.
I'm glad that Linda confirmed that that's actually a thing.
We made some dope pumpkin waffles. By we, I mean Josh and you, and I, what did I do? I didn't do anything.
How did we forget? Oh, that was so good.
Yeah. And in the morning, Josh is making waffles.
It was the best. He did all of it.
Did he?
Yeah. I mean, I made, like, he mixed the batter. Okay. I poured some of them, but he made most of it.
So we made a Trader Joe's based pumpkin waffles, a little bit of bacon,
and coffee.
Oh, the coffee was good.
That was it. Oh, and I did contribute. I made that pear, the caramelized pear for the top.
That's what it was. I feel like we've done that before with when we made pizza, like that New Year's with Caitlin.
Yeah.
And was Chad there? Who was the other person that was there? I know who it was.
Savannah?
It was Leanne.
Oh.
Oopsie. I answered my own question.
Like, that's when I met her.
Yeah.
I think... because she had just gotten back from Italy.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. Whoa. Are we about to make a pear pizza for Savannah next weekend? That'll do it.
Yes.
Tamara's making the Twilight noise right now. And,
we have stepped into the Twilight Zone.
So now we've talked about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and the Twilight Zone so far.
Which...
don't worry, this podcast isn't from 1998, 88, 78,
1978. Or 68 even. I don't know how far back those things go.
Wow, is Twilight Zone that old?
I mean, it's pretty old.
Hey, Josh, can you check on Twilight Zone? Thanks, we'll cut this out later and we'll just add the date in.
Cut. Wow.
Okay, that was good.
So that was a good breakfast.
So
you had chicken wala and pumpkin waffles.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm sad about my food choices. I need to make some life changes.
You just gotta keep cooking with us.
So I come over here. I have pumpkin waffles, which were dope.
Mm-hmm.
And... bacon and stuff, and then I went to work out. That's right, ladies. I work out, and that was really nice. I like Saturday afternoon workouts because there's no one at the gym. And
seems like a choice time to go.
Yep. And then I went to a place called Safeway, which Savannah, I don't know if you remember. It's like a grocery store.
Some people pronounce it Safeway.
Safeway. they carry goods.
All the goods.
Yeah.
And, not like fine leather goods.
Yeah.
But
this Safeway also has a gas station. Station.
Station.
Yeah, one of my last fill-ups in a while, hopefully.
Why is that, Jeff?
Well, oh, Hold we'll on. Get there? Hold on. We'll get there. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
And so I'm there. I'm filling up my tank. I had just gotten started. I had like my wallet out. My wallet was in my hand, and I had like just put in the debit card.
Uh-huh.
And this man comes up. Man come up, and I don't feel small around very many people.
Yeah.
He was a very large man, and he just says, he hits me with a brother, which I love. He goes, "Hey brother, I'm out of gas. I could really use some money." And I'm like looking down at my wallet, and there's a 10 in my wallet. "You're looking at my wallet now. Can you describe my wallet and how hard it would be to hide that I have cash from people?"
You can maybe do it. It's possible.
I was holding it like this.
No, you can't.
You can see. Right now, I actually have another. 20s. I have a $10 bill in my wallet right now. It's a money clip, half wallet. And you can see. Like, if I told you I didn't have a $10 bill.
I'd be like, "I think you have three."
I think you have money. Ladies, $30 in my wallet.
And, Jeff's fine.
And so I looked down. I was like, "I have $10. He asked me really kindly.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem like a crazy person. He seems like a guy that could really use 10 bucks right now to get home.
Yeah.
No problem. Take out the 10, hand him the 10. I said, "Have a good day." And I tell the story to just tell you guys all that I'm a hero. No, it's not the point of the story. The point of the story is he takes the 10, has this huge smile on his face.
Uh-huh.
He has almost no teeth. The teeth he has are like done for, which is fine. But I was like, wow, that was a huge smile without teeth. And then he grabs my shoulder and he says, "Thank you. Thank you for being a blessing on my day." I went, "Okay." And then he held me. Like, he embraced me.
What?
And you know, like, with little kids, how you can, like, pick them up and, like, throw them in the air. And, like, they live in a world where human beings can treat them like dolls.
Yes.
I felt like I had no control for the first time since I was, like, 4.
Oh, my gosh.
It was actually pretty scary.
I believe you.
I was, like... I was in a bad spot, like, my hands were, like, folded, and I wasn't, like, embracing him back. I was, like, being held, and it was no longer a hug. I was afraid. It was very strange. And I just said, "Okay, you gotta let go," and he goes, "You're my brother, man. You're my brother," and he, like, kept holding me, like, really tight. I was like, he's saying really reassuring things, but I also think that he has somehow, like, I don't know what to do, and... He let go, and then the guy next to us, the guy, like, you know how, like, at the gas station,
mm-hmm.
two people can fill up? It's not next to, I guess. It is next mm-hmm. to, but it's, like, on each side.
Yeah, on either side of the barrier.
He taps the other guy on the shoulder, and he says, "Hey, man, this guy's such a good dude." And the other guy goes, "Don't bleeping touch me." And he goes, "Okay." Turns and holds me again.
What?
And this is where I'm like... If he wanted to, like, take all my stuff, he could, because he's so much stronger than me.
Wow.
And I couldn't get out of the embrace. He finally just walked away, but I was like, I haven't been afraid in a long time.
That's terrifying.
Physically afraid.
He didn't take anything from you?
I don't think so. Like, if he did, it was very, very quick sleight of hand, and I still haven't discovered it.
Whoa. And we're back. Wow. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's an incredible story. How does this kind of stuff happen to you all the time?
I don't know. I feel like whenever I see, have we said, there was a wedding 2 weeks before yours? Have we talked about this couple? Can we say their names on the internet?
Oh, Josh and
Gina?
No, let's not go with that.
Gina.
Cut. So Gina, whenever I see her, I get overwhelmed with happiness and I pick her up and, like, kind of hold her against her will. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. I think I learned a valuable lesson. That's I feel like I'm more safe than the stranger, but...
Yeah. She, like, probably likes it. Maybe not.
Tweet the show, Gina, if you like or dislike being held against your will above the ground.
You can find us at Formal Nachos.
At Formal Nachos.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so...
How?
So that happened on Saturday.
How?
Then I got to hang out with Ryan. It was fun.
Oh, Ryan. Shout out to Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Oh, my gosh. That's the craziest thing.
I mean, it was not that crazy, but it was... It was odd.
Also,
that dude did not need gas. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. $10.
Explain it.
When you're older.
I was going to say, I just saw him, like, I was like, is he going to go walk to a car? And he just walked away and was just gone.
No.
I was like, oh, he doesn't have a car.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Ugh. Well.
But.
Good deeds.
Yeah. I was just thinking about, like, what would you do in that situation? How would it be different? Getting serious here on Formal Not Just for a second.
I know. It's tough because...
when you're by yourself, it's...
it's a little... it can be scary.
That dude's a lot bigger than me, and I am a lot bigger than you.
Truth. I can hold my own, but...
I know that.
I'm a small person. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, like, my knee-jerk reaction is like... I rarely have cash on me, so that's tough.
Yeah.
But when you're at a gas station like that, and it's like, I mean, you've got some kind of money.
Yeah.
You know, my reaction would probably be like, let's go to the Safeway and I'll buy you some food if you want. Yeah. Or, sorry, I don't have any money. But if he had hugged me, I probably would have passed out. I have a really excellent pass out reaction to things.
So. You can pass out quickly.
I've done it a few times. Needles are usually involved.
Are you comfortable sharing any of your pass-out stories? I don't think I know this about you.
I am comfortable. They're pretty embarrassing.
I tell embarrassing stories every week on this damn show, and I haven't heard a story. You've been holding out on your pass-out stories.
So, actually...
Savannah, can you believe this?
Savannah was there for one of them. This one's probably the most embarrassing of them all. when I got my tattoo... had not really eaten that morning. We went and got, like, muffins at a bakery.
Is this the snow cone one?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a snow cone.
Is this the one of Josh's name? Or his face?
Yeah. Okay. It's just Josh's face.
Got it. Okay.
And so I'd just eaten, like, a muffin for breakfast and lots of coffee. And then I went and got my tattoo after lunchtime. So it was probably, like, 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And it was really hot in the tattoo parlor, and...
I'm going to say something. I'm going to intercede. I would not have guessed the tattoo parlors were open at that time.
Yeah.
I assume they're a 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. shift.
You know what? This one's actually a pretty classy joint. They're maybe open 5 from, p.m. like, 11 in the morning to, like, midnight.
Okay, so you were their first customer.
I was there midday. There was a guy that was, like, getting his full back done, so he'd been there for a couple of hours.
Oh.
Anyway, so I walk in and I'm just getting my little simple tattoo, and Gal starts working on it, and I looked at Savannah and I was like, I'm really hot. She's like, do you want me to get you some water? And I was like, yeah, I do. I'm really hot. And Savannah walks away, and the next thing I know, I'm looking up and Savannah's like, are you okay? Are you okay?
Tamara is touching her face with her hand. Not a visual medium.
And the gal that was working on my tattoo is, like, sitting over there just like, what has happened? And I'm looking around like, what's everybody doing?
What is everyone looking at?
And then I realize, because this has happened to me before, I passed out.
Is this on your wrist?
Yeah.
How far into the tattoo were you? Halfway?
Not that far. Like, she had outlined, like 2 letters. And I was like, at this point, you have to keep going.
Yeah, so you can't stop now.
So, homegirl went outside. She's like, I have to take a cigarette break. I've got to go smoke, or I can't finish this. I'll be right back. And she's like, you figure out whether you want to keep going or not. And I looked at Savannah, and I was like, the dumbest thing ever if I don't finish it.
I love that your tattoo artist was freaking out more than you.
She's so stressed out.
That actually would probably bother me enough to be like, I'll come back later.
Yeah, no, I was like, I'm going to finish this. She was stressed out the rest of the time, but...
Yeah. Is it annoying that it's spelled wrong now?
Yeah. It's so weird. Come on. So, yeah. So, that's one time.
That is a...
one of many. I'll tell you the other stories sometime, maybe.
Oh, I don't. We gotta save them for other episodes. Okay. I think you and I could
that
swap.
That could become a segment, actually. I think embarrassing I have a few.
Yeah, for season 2, we'll get rid of. We'll do embarrassing stories instead of instead of food we ate or didn't eat.
Passing out with Tamara.
Welcome to Passing Out with Tamara.
You just give pro tips on how to pass out well. Safety first, everyone. Don't try this at home.
Safety first.
No, wait. God first. Safety second.
And then don't embarrass me. That's number 3.
Oh. Yep.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind.
Up in her.
Up in here. Okay. So, I have an idea for a segment. You're a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want you to pretend to be a woman. And I'm gonna.
So I'm a woman pretending to be a woman.
Correct. Okay. Or you could just be a woman, whatever you want, whatever helps you,
like,
get the character best.
Is it like a double negative where it, like, cancels out, or like a double positive and it's just kind of like still positive?
I understand what you're saying. I subbed for math last week, so I'm good at math again. And
it's like multiplication.
Yeah, I'm really good at it. Fractions.
Or like 1/1.
Yeah, fractions are dope. You know, exponents. We did a lot of exponents.
A woman to the womanth power is
still a woman, I think.
Still a woman.
Yeah.
It's like 1 to the 1 power.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard that. No, that's not podcast appropriate. I told you I was listening to that podcast about a transgendered person, and he was talking about how he was born a woman, and like just from like 5 years old was like not down to be like a woman, didn't want to be.
Whoa.
I was like, that, can you imagine, like, growing up, and, like, I was thinking about, like, my family. I can't imagine saying that sentence, like, I don't think I'm supposed to be a girl.
Yeah.
And then being like, that's an invalid statement, like, there's no validation there.
That's crazy.
It was just crazy to listen to.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
Cool.
Part of the people.
Good talk, sorry.
Yeah, we're really just going.
So, you're a woman.
That's true. I am.
I'm going to list some things.
Okay.
That may or may not have to do with me. Probably not.
Okay. And hypothetically.
Yeah. I want you to tell me if that's an attractive quality or not an attractive quality.
Okay.
Are you comfortable with this?
I'm ready.
Okay, Josh.
Can I ask follow-up questions?
I would like a face value yes or no, and then you can ask follow-up questions.
Okay. My knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah, knee-jerk reaction.
Like, really
and then
quick.
And then going from there. Okay. When you hear a man singing in like a band or at church or something like that.
I'm just doing thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Okay.
Thumbs up.
Any questions?
No. Well, what's he wearing?
He's probably got a flannel on and some sort of jean and relatively nice shoes.
Thumbs up.
Okay, cool.
Which part is he singing?
Ooh, also a good question. Great follow-up.
Falsetto.
He's singing falsetto.
No.
So, like, the guy from Downtown.
That'd be it. That's attractive.
Downtown.
Yeah. No, he's just singing...
Is he a country singer?
Could he or could he not be on the show Nashville?
Is he aspiring to be one of Nashville's greatest?
What's his level of twang? What's the twang
situation? Low twang.
Low twang, okay. Yeah, no, this is all still thumbs up.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about when a man sings in the wrong setting?
Meaning?
Can't stop singing, has a song, always. He's just always kind of singing a little bit, walking in the hallways, walking down.
Like in the shower? Like...
Yeah, I do tend to do that a lot, yes.
Oh, so this is about you.
No, that was just like a fun, I thought you were making fun of me. So I have been made fun of for forgetting that y'all were at the house. I've been singing. Josh is, he has joined us. He is now opening a beer with his eye socket.
He's trying to get in the Guinness World Book of Records.
It's a twist off. It's a twist off, but.
Book of World Records.
Wow. Okay.
So just
do you like
all
it with
the time?
Just any regular human man.
Human
with a
man.
Song in his heart, he's just singing all the time.
A lot of chimp man.
Mm-hmm.
When they have a song in their heart and they're just going to sing it to you. Do, 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 do.
I'd still say thumbs up.
Still say thumbs up.
I mean, okay, follow-up question.
Yeah.
Do they sing when I am trying to talk to them?
They probably are humming in the back, like humming a little bit.
Do they do it to the extent that it's like, oh, I missed what you just said there, Tamara?
Or what if they
Well, men aren't really
respond.
Listening. Let's remember that.
What if they don't respond unless you're, like, they're singing back to you? Like,
oh.
Hey, did you have the dishwasher? Well, yes, I did.
It's like the guy from...
I did not.
Ever After. Or what's the movie? Oh, shoot. Savannah's
so,
Gonna Hate That I Don't Remember.
Oh,
Grease.
Remember.
You're thinking of Grease.
No. Come on. Oh, but Grease, yeah, that's good. It's like, so Sandy.
You're thinking of one of the Star Wars, where they all sing together the entire time.
Han Solo can't stop.
Yeah.
Won't stop.
Not only did he shoot first, he also sang first and last and the entire time in the middle. Very annoying.
Oh, okay, so this is kind of tilting me more towards thumbs in the middle.
Okay, this is not one person. These are just different attributes.
Just different
so you can have
attributes.
Like thumbs down and thumbs up. And it's not like
yeah,
any person.
Totally.
This is just you being a woman telling me if things are like, you're like, oh, I can see that.
I mean, it's important to connect, so if we're singing together, that's awesome.
Is it better if the beard covers all of their face or just a little bit of their face?
It depends.
Okay.
That one's like a case-by-case basis.
What about cheek hair, like a little bit below the eyes? The high cheek hair.
It's kind of like, it's reminiscent of the cavemen, you know?
About when your husband's mustache leaks into his mouth and just refuses to do anything about it. Oh, tummy's out. Okay.
Tummy's out, guns out.
What about, I'm going to say this, and I want you to say thumbs up, thumbs down right away, okay? Uh-huh. Ready? Done. Done. Good credit score. Thumbs up. Okay.
Thumbs up.
Okay. Dumb. Hate scary movies.
Swipe left.
No reaction.
He hates scary movies?
He is afraid. Like, he genuinely believes in scary movies, that they're out to get him.
I do, too, so...
Okay, so...
We can commiserate.
But you can commiserate, but are you attracted to that? I feel like you'd want someone brave. If you don't like them.
Thumbs in the middle.
Thumbs in the middle.
It depends on how he talks about it. Yeah, it's like, is he like, ooh, I'm so scared, I don't... Ah! Like, that's too much.
Okay.
But if he's just like, no, I just really don't appreciate that genre of movie.
Dumb.
I'd be like, all right.
It's not really my thing.
Thumbs up.
Dumb. Loves going to pumpkin patches.
Thumbs up.
Okay. Dumb,
absolutely.
Dumb. Drives an electric car.
Thumbs up.
Tight.
Good for the environment.
The ability to quote Parks and Rec at any point.
Thumbs up.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as that's like not our lingo with each other, that's all right.
Oh, okay.
You know, like if he's not like trying to be Tom Haverford with me, like, that would be too much.
Tommy Timberlake.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Justin?
Like,
that's right. Justin's gone.
Like, I come home from work, and I'm like, man, it was a hard day. And he's like, treat yourself 2015. Like, that's cool. But if it's like, oh, no, I don't want to do the dishes.
Money, please.
That's not cool. Money, please. That's too much.
She's the girl that does
Marcel the Shell.
Yeah.
She has an incredible voice.
Incredible meaning, like, distinct.
Michelle.
I haven't thought about that in such a long time. You're very, very, very good at that. That is funny.
Thank you.
Tend you. Oh, man. Alright. That was my transition into I bought a new car.
Hey!
Hey!
What are you in? A brand new car!
Come on down in your new, manly Nissan Leaf.
This Leaf is, brought to you with a monthly payment.
It's a monthly payment.
Contract.
It's a 3-year contract, and
all damages are liable to be covered by you.
Yeah, it's good.
I just thought we should give a disclaimer.
I'm excited. I don't feel bad about it. I feel good about it.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm gonna pick Savannah up in that car if it has enough battery to get there.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time.
By pick Savannah up, I mean from the airport.
Are you gonna be able to make it back in traffic with that much juice?
So if it's idling, or if I'm using the brake to slow down, it recharges or doesn't use any battery at all.
Oh, what?
I know.
So traffic is your best friend.
Traffic works.
That's
and we
awesome.
Live in a place with traffic. Traffic
oh,
is tight.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's the best. If we ever have to go anywhere in rush hour, we should totally take the Leaf.
Take the Leaf. It's like
Sweet.
Take the Leaf, but
I know,
Jesus, take the Leaf.
Jesus, take the Leaf. Okay, the show has come full circle. Wanted to comment on that.
Well, we're out of here. That's it. That's it.
And that's a wrap.
Yeah.
Cut.
Yeah.
That's so great.
My goodness. I can't believe we've been doing it. This is our 7th show, and Savannah's returning.
In 2 days.
And she's probably going to listen to this on the way home, if she can wait. Is there anything... What's the thing you've missed the most about?
Let's get nostalgic.
Let's get personal.
Tamara's
gonna cry. Aww. She hasn't even said anything.
Aww.
I can see her eyes welling up.
Aww.
Crazy Ira and the douche. Whatever, she's back.
I snapped out of it really quick. So what are the things that we miss the most?
Honestly, I've missed obviously the ease of talking to her and things like that, but she is kind of my go-to, like, hey, I want to do something right now. I bet Savannah's down.
Yeah.
She's really good at that.
Totally.
Good at just, like, she's down to hang out and to do something. And she's not, like, it's, like, not a big deal.
Yeah.
Whatever. But
she's there when you need her.
Yeah. She's really good at that.
Yeah.
And not having her around has actually been, like, it's funny because you're, like, you accept it for a little bit. You're, like, yeah, she's on vacation. That's great. She's doing her thing.
Yeah.
And then you, like, all end up somewhere, like, the two of you and Josh and Gina and I went, we had dinner at their house. I was like, why isn't Savannah here? This is garbage. I don't like it.
I like that you called it garbage.
It's garbage. Gina's amazing cooking, garbage.
Oh my gosh. That pineapple.
Yeah, we had like a
ice cream thing.
Describe dessert. Like,
oh, caramelized pineapple.
They grilled the pineapple. She grilled it while we were there.
Oh man. On, for us, coconut ice cream.
So it didn't give me a tummy ache.
It was the best. Oh man. I'm sorry, I just zoned out a little
dreaming,
bit.
Just dreaming. What did we have for dinner
so
that night?
Good.
I went over there once.
Oh yeah, burrito bowls.
Oh yeah.
It was all good.
Gina.
Hey Gina, thanks for the great food. You're
Gina.
The best. Man.
Josh, what have you missed from Savannah's presence being in a different country?
Right now, the first thing that came to my mind was the Goofy stories. I think specifically of the crow.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why, but
let's,
like,
about her story.
Yeah, just hearing about the adventures of getting to work. And
let's make sure that that's on the agenda for
asking about her thoughts about crows.
How
coming
are
back
Italian
to Seattle.
Crows?
Yeah.
Were they as sport as Italian men?
Yeah, I actually would love to know that. That write that down.
Write that down. I got it. I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, so just some funny stories.
Yeah, she does have a lot of great stories.
I'm excited to see what this next, like, phase of work for her is when the stories don't revolve around crows and babies and, like, crazy coworkers.
Well, baby crows.
I imagine it'll be something
gosh.
Like baby crows.
She got a job at a veterinary clinic
and
specializing in crows.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh. That's,
wow.
She's got all the experience needed.
At school the other day,
hats.
There was a bird that didn't quite make it, and it was in the middle of the road. And which you don't see often with birds, I feel like.
Yeah.
It was like it like died mid-flight. Oh. And the kids handled it okay until they realized they could probably get out of class if they didn't handle it okay. So they kind of freaked out, and it was like, strange to try and talk to them about, like, it's really dead. They were like, can we call someone? I'm like, no, it's really dead. And hopefully it was that crow that was bugging Savannah. Because then it'd be fine.
Then it's like karma.
Karma. But otherwise life is sad.
But you know what? Savannah wouldn't wish that on that crow either.
Really?
Yeah.
That
she's,
crow?
She's that
loves.
Much.
I know that Savannah doesn't want to kill anything.
Jesus loves the
stalkerish
the crows, too.
That crow, Savannah's on the airplane right now going, I would never kill a crow! And I'm like, that crow?
Really?
If Savannah, if you could be like, hey, you know that one crow that bugged you that lot? We just, it won't be around anymore.
Yeah.
I just, you don't have to be a part of it, you don't have to see it.
It's gone off to the
it's gonna go
telephone pole wires
watch
in the sky.
It's gonna go watch the pony races down at the yacht. I was going to say yard, but I said yacht.
The yacht.
The yacht.
Sorry from the bottom now, yeah.
You'll never
wicked,
get alone.
Wicked smart. Pak the con, have it, yad.
Yacht.
Tamara, I know this is hard for you. Can you give like one or two things?
It's not that hard. The thing that came to my mind.
You just don't,
right
you haven't missed
away,
it at all. Yeah.
False. The thing that came to my mind right away is especially as the holidays are coming up, Savannah and I shared this very simple joy over like very simple holiday things.
You do love the good pumpkin patch. That picture! Oh, man.
Yeah, and it's just like I love how excited she gets about simple things, and I get really excited about those simple things too. And so it's nice to have that like shared excitement and enthusiasm, and that kind of that same spirit that you're talking about, that like down to do stuff, down to like explore. But
which I'm is really, probably why she went to Italy.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited about just having someone that can share excitement around these really beautiful things in life, like cooking and pumpkins.
Oh, totally.
Snails. There have been a huge family of snails outside. She would get pretty excited about that.
You think she'd be down?
I think so.
Yeah?
She'll adopt them.
I'm distracted for a moment because I'm trying to find if I can just play like a few seconds of that podcast that Savannah and I were in. Gosh, that was so long ago.
I wonder if they took them off.
They had to have, right? I just have to know.
Blog?
Intern blog. Josh, how was your day?
Oh, it was fine for a Monday. I taught an art class and played nice with the other kids.
You played nice?
No, not really. But it was fine. What did I do?
Can you name anything that you did today? Look at that picture of Savannah! And that's a terrible picture of me. That's a good picture of Josh, though. And Aaron.
Which picture?
The intern.
Oh, picture goodness.
Where y'all took the school photo and, like, put all of your faces on it.
And Clark!
It's an old one.
It is an old one.
It's pretty cute.
I don't know if we're able to find it.
So at this point of the fight, I hope that you got a window. And you're getting to see the beautiful Appalachians.
Mm. Your family's from over there, yeah?
Yeah, my family's from over there.
Yeah, the Appalachians.
You may know my sister, Savannah, and she used to live in New York, which is where you kind of are. And it's nice. Did you know that New York was originally founded, and it was called New Amsterdam? It was founded by the Dutch, and
Savannah. Yeah.
Wait, is that true? No, the colony was called New Netherlands. Oh,
I learned this recently.
But New York City was taken over by the British, and the Dutch were kicked out, and they called it New York.
What?
Try both of our names. We're calling Savannah. This is our last. That's not how you spell my name.
Whoops.
If you have any New York and history-based facts,
there it is.
Feel free to tweet me at Formal Nachos.
What's your Twitter handle?
I don't know. I have a Twitter, but I've never used it.
Joe Keef, some.
Something like that.
Joe Keef. Aww. I don't know if you can hear that. Yeah. Savannah, do you remember this? What a long intro. It was a bad choice. I think it plays words. I saw three ships come sailing. I'm ready for Christmas.
My name is Jeff Budkey. I'm alongside Savannah Stewart this morning. Jeff. Savannah, it's great to have you here.
Thanks, Jeff.
So this is a fantastic show. So one of the reasons we really wanted to do this, we have in the past had a lot of missionaries that have started Christian radio shows in different countries, and that's been one of the best ways for them to broadcast and get that out and get the word out. I know Norm's talked to me about quite a few times doing that in the past in different countries, and I thought it'd be a great way to tribute via the intern blog. Missionaries past.
Great idea, Jeff. I did not know that.
And that's what I miss most about Savannah. Her laughter and her saying, good idea, Jeff. Oh.
Good time.
Do you have anything else you want to say about Savannah?
Well, I just think she should come home.
Soon.
Get here already.
Soon and very soon.
Oh, wait. You'll be here in 2 days.
So soon.
Cheers. Do you want to talk about what we learned on the show today? Or do you have anything else to see for the good of the order before we get to that? I can't wait to find out what Josh learned. He hasn't been here at all.
He still probably learned more than both of us combined.
He shot his wad on some New Amsterdam stuff over there.
I got more where that came
from. Yeah, we should close it out. Let's close it out. So, Jeff, what did you learn on the show today? Did I do that wrong again? Am I supposed to ask Josh?
No, Josh goes first, yeah.
Josh, what did you learn on the show today?
So, I learned that initially during the American Revolution, there... The crown, England, didn't want to treat the prisoners of the Continental Army as prisoners of war because they thought they were, you know, committing treason as subjects of the crown in revolt. So King George III was very opposed to taking any prisoners of war. But his generals thought that it would be inhuman and inhumane, rather.
Would it also be inhuman? Oh, you meant inhumane. I apologize. Keep going. I interrupted. That's a 1 point for you. I'm sorry.
But the generals decided that they didn't agree, so they actually did keep prisoners of war. But they still mistreated them. And did you know that more soldiers and militia died while being captured by British than in actual combat? Smallpox and dysentery was also pretty bad at this time. Dysentery sounds terrible. Where you just don't keep your fluids in until you die. That sounds like the worst. Have a nice flight.
I learned that when Josh joins us this late in the evening and this late on the show, he stumbled over some words there.
Yeah, the British are good.
The British and the...
And the knights sold.
And dysentery.
Which is kind of inhuman.
Like such as the dysentery.
Jeff, what did you learn on the show today?
Besides dysentery.
I learned that woman to the women's power equals woman.
Did you tell her about that picture I took?
Which one?
The one of Samurai of the Corn.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about that.
Jeff, did you tell her about that?
Join us next time to hear about Tamara of the Corn.
Tamara of the Corn. Oh, man.
Or like it on Josh's Facebook page.
It's also can be found on Instagram.
At Jokes with Hitha. Tamara, what did you learn on the show today?
I learned that there's some pretty big dude out in Ballard who just
wants
hugs and money.
Oh, man.
If hugs were money, he'd be a wealthy man.
Man, it's too real.
It was far too real. It was also...
Nearly real.
Smooth, like... trading pants with your friend.
Hey, I'm that friend.
We traded pants tonight.
Let Tamara watch.
Oh.
Smooth like a limousine.
Surreal.
Tamara gave it twice.
It's too real.
It's too real. It's too real. You guys want to harmonize? It's too real.
It's too real. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Do you want
Tamara take the wheel?
So I stuck my keys into the side. That's a different song. Is that the same song?
It's same artist, different song. Different vibes altogether.
Like the Cascadia song, but
Cascadia, I'm gonna key your car.
Oh, chromed out dome, I don't need a windshield.
Ooh,
yeah.
We can totally do that on
Josh, can we cover downtown? Josh? Yeah, can we work on that?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
I think he might have shown up.